If March of the Penguins whetted your appetite for more of those little tuxedoed guys from the frozen south, you probably already know about the new animated film, Happy Feet. Bob Mondello says it's positively teeming with penguins. And this time, they're not marching, they're singing and tap dancing.
In a world where meeting the penguin of your dreams requires that you croon a tune all your own, Little Mumble is at a disadvantage. Other emperor penguins seem to have no trouble finding their inner song, but his attempts sound like fingernails on a blackboard. What he can do, though, from the second his feet touch the ice, is dance.
What do you make of that?
A little wobbly in the knees, huh?
Is he okay?
I don't know.
What you doing here, boy?
I'm happy, Pa.
What you doing with your feet?
They're happy, too.
I wouldn't do that around folks, son.
Why not?
Well, it just ain't penguin, okay?
Okay.
Conformity being much prized in the emperor penguin community, Mumble becomes a bit of an outcast as he grows up among his crooning cousins. Then, as a teenager, he meets some rockhopper penguins who've hopped from Argentina, judging from their accents, and who take him under their wing, so to speak.
All you gotta do is sing.
That's the problem. I can't.
You a bird, ain't you?
All birds can sing.
I don't think like the bird do.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
All right.
Find me, find me.
What's he doing?
Somebody.
I think he's singing.
Ain't no singing. That's not singing.
Yeah, I heard an animal once do that, but then they rolled him over. He was dead.
Yeah.
Happy Feet is directed by George Miller, who started out making Mel Gibson's Mad Max movies and who later made the kid flick Babe. You could say he's eased into computer animation from the real world, which may be why this movie is so visually breathtaking. Camera crews spent 2 years finding towering glaciers and craggy Antarctic mountains that they could mesh with their amazingly lifelike animated penguins using a technique called motion capture, the one used to make that Christmas movie The Polar Express. There, it made the world look like a storybook. Here, it places a storybook fable in a persuasively real world, just one populated by penguins who can tap dance like Savion Glover, and who sound like Elijah Wood, Robin Williams, and a lot of terrific singers. The camera moves far more than it does in most animated films, swooping around thousands of Mumble's penguin buddies as they plunge off cliffs and get chased by predators, then backing up until the whole penguin tribe is just a little speck on the horizon. Things are so lifelike, in fact, that when our heroes grown up, the story takes a lifelike turn from the just-be-your-kooky-little-self plotline to one about aliens who are overfishing, tossing away dangerous plastic, and even putting penguins in zoos. This'll be a bit much for the tots in the audience, and may cause some eye-rolling among adults, too. But happily for Happy Feet, the serious stuff is just as seriously pretty as the rest of a film that is tuneful and funny and sometimes both. I'm Bob Mondello.
What's wrong with you?
Woo!
Mumble.
Yeah?
It's better you just...
Yeah, I know.
You listen. You know?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry. You're great. That was great.